1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I'm joined by Robert Green of Fraser Foods. Mr. Green's employment incentive program put into place last month has so far been slightly controversial. You've gotten three women to step forward who said they do want to have breast enhancement surgery. These women are checkers at your Buena Park store. Now, you have a grocery store chain of how many stores, sir?
There are 17 stores in Southern California, Phil. In total, we have 28 stores in the Southwest, and we've expanded in the Southeast with 7 stores in Louisiana, Alabama, and Florida.
All right. Now, this is good throughout the chain?
Right now, yeah. It's actually in the 17 Southern California stores, but we are if this works out.
But you've had other women step forward and say that they came to you and said they would volunteer for this breast enhancement surgery that you are going to pay for, but they were declined.
They were declined, and we're very, very sorry that we have to make those distinctions. It is a judgment call.
And who makes that judgment, sir?
The last person, really, as they say, you know, Harry Truman had a little sign on his desk that said the buck stops here. And I am the ultimate, I'm the last individual who will sign off on which of our checkers does get the breast enhancement surgery.
Do you feel at all uneasy, inappropriate? Do you feel at all that you are appealing to a side or a part of the psychology of a shopper that doesn't need to be appealed to?
Oh, not at all, no. We are, we through our market research, we have found that men particularly like to talk to an attractive young checker. It's not unusual. It's the way our world works. And so we have, and primarily the people that check are checkers are female.
Now, the problem, among others, that I can see that we actually had news reports of.
Well, if I could interrupt you. And I say this with the greatest respect, Mr. Hendry, you're not the one who determines whether there's a problem or not.
Yep. No, I'm not saying that I am. I'm saying that you had some complaints from older checkers who said they wanted to have the breast enhancement surgery and were turned down.
Yes, as I indicated to you, Phil, earlier when we were talking, I reserve the right, and that decision is mine alone, to reject certain candidates for the breast enhancement surgery. And the reason is that we have a certain amount of money allocated to that, and we are not going to allocate it to an area where... a lot of people misunderstand. It doesn't mean that a woman isn't attractive. What it means is, if you have a 26-year-old checker, a young woman who's in good physical shape, and you have a woman who's 40 and has, been around the block a little bit, who are you going to invest your money in? Who's going to get the breast enhancement? Well, I think the answer in my business is obvious, and it's my call and my call alone, but the younger woman, because I think it's going to be it's a tough call.
There are women who are insulted by this. There are employees of yours that are insulted by this. That, in other words, they're not attractive enough, or that they're not something enough to be given a breast enhancement. And frankly, I don't know why any woman would want to, especially working as a checker.
Well, you understand, Phil, that many of these women who are checkers are women who are. Either they've been working in the supermarket for a lot of years, or they are young women who, let's be very frank, you know, they're looking for a husband, they're looking for a man who may come through the line, someone who is a man of some entitlement or money or what have you, and they want to look their best because obviously there's some women that don't want to be checkers the rest of their lives, and they want to somehow, some way, you know, claw their way out of that, or however they see it. So we give them that opportunity, and at the same time...
What if you give a... Look, I think that any guy should be allowed to promote his business in any way that he wants. It's hard for me to imagine that you can't see where you're going to get into trouble with this.
Well, there's no trouble at all, Phil. We've had complaints from our older checkers, but there's really not a whole lot that we can do about that. We're sorry. But I reserve the right to make the final call on who gets, on who gets these, who's going to get the boob job and who is. I mean, I don't know why they are wasting my time during the day. I'm getting phone calls from lawyers. I'm getting phone calls from business managers. I've got, these women are checkers. Now all of a sudden, they want to get the Carol Dota look.
Yeah, but you're offering it to some of the women, and some of the women you're not, you see. So the argument is that there is not an equal treatment of the employees there.
Look, these women are all paid. This is a gift. It's an investment. It's a, you could call it a promotion if you want. That's how we argue it with these attorneys. I had one of these attorneys, you know, you love to talk to lawyers because they think they've got you over a barrel until you, this one guy says, well, this and that, and I say, guess what? I got something to tell you, Matlock. You know, because the guy was getting in my face a little bit, and I said, if I give someone a promotion, they make more money. He goes, yeah. I said, well, guess what? These other girls got a promotion, except I gave them a boob job. What do you think of that? The guy was stopped dead in his tracks.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, on offering breast enhancement surgery to some but not all of the women who work as checkers in his supermarket. The reason for this is obvious. They're more attractive. And he says it's his call and his call alone as to which ones. How many, sir, were offered this?
There were three girls total.
And did they all take you up on it?
Yes, they did.
And then you started hearing complaints from the older women?
We did. We heard from... I employ at the Buena Park store. We have 11 women that work as my checkers. And three got the breast, the boob enhancement. And the other, there were seven. One woman didn't say anything, but she's very, very elderly. And I'm not even sure she was aware that it was going on. But the other ones, they complained. Yeah, they yelled loud. They yelled hard. But it's my call.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686 here in the Phil. Whoops, excuse me, I just turned myself down. And I turned you off.
Turned me off, huh?
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, who has been in the news before with other ill-fated employee relations ideas. This one, offering breast enhancements to checkers, but not all of them, just the young, good-looking ones. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be back in a moment.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mr. Robert Green is with me from Fraser Foods, the promotion offering breast implants to checkers to make it more attractive for the male customers. You mentioned that, and you had three female checkers in your Buena Park store take you up on this.
Yes, we did, Phil, and they were, you know, you can say that this is a woman's rights issue, but if it's a woman's rights issue, how come I had three women say, yes, we would like to have breast implants?
Well, I think that a lot of women would like to have breast implants. All I'm asking you is it fair to exclude, if you're offering free breast implants...
No. Let me try to explain it to you because I don't know if you've ever been an employer, Phil. I'm an employer. If I give somebody a promotion, does that mean I got to give everybody else a promotion?
No.
All right. So if I give someone a promotion, isn't it reasonable I'm going to give them more money?
It's absolutely reasonable.
All right. So if I give someone a breast enhancement and somebody else doesn't get it, what I argued to the attorneys of the old women that work for me.
When you say old women, are these the older checkers that didn't get the breast implants?
Yes, these are specifically. There's Molly, Judy.
Well, I don't need to know who they are. There's about seven women over the age of 30, right?
Well, we've got three women who work as checkers who are 26, and I got to tell you something. I mean, if you saw them. And I think every man would agree, if you saw these three checkers, you'd say, you know what? Almost perfect. All they need are... Can I speak honestly?
Yeah.
If you came into our Buena Park store and you saw these three checkers, you'd say these women are almost perfect. All they need are bigger, you know, I'm speaking man-to-man now, okay?
All right.
Bigger cans. I mean, that's how beautiful they are. They're, I mean, almost beautiful. All they needed was the big pair, so...
You don't sound like the CEO of a company, sir. You sound like a guy that runs a strip bar.
Well, I can tell you. You want to come down here and take a look at my grocery store? Because I've got the freshest produce, the finest... Really, I don't sound like a... Hey... I've been in the grocery business.
Well, that's fine, and I don't doubt that. But you're talking about you got three checkers.
Look, Mr. Henry, I've been a married man. I've been a bachelor. All I'm telling you is, any man knows women. You take a look at a woman, and you can automatically size up what she needs. You can say, well, her nose is too big. That one's rear end is too fat. That one there, she's got her legs are no good. Every man who sees a woman can start going through the mental checklist. Too fat, nose too big, ears too big. Eyes are too close together, might be inbreeding, so on and so forth. So, I don't know what to...
No, I don't think that guys do that, okay? I think that there may be some men who do that. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. I think there may be some men that do that. But I think for the most part, a guy goes into a supermarket to buy stuff.
Yeah, he goes into a supermarket to buy stuff. Now you're standing there waiting to get your stuff checked out, and you take a look at the chick that's checking you out, and the first thing you do is you say, too fat, too old,
No, well, I don't do it.
Yeah, right.
I don't. Sometimes I got other stuff on my mind.
Well, the fact is that men...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mavis, go ahead.
Hello. I wanted to ask the gentleman if he had an application be a checkout.
What'd you say?
Say that again, dear. Say it again, hon.
I said I want to know if this man had an application, and I want to, go on a supermarket. I want to work on a checkout.
Is the lady asking if I have applications?
Yeah, I'd like to. I heard, turn on my radio on a Phil Henry show. I listened and I heard you say you're giving a boob job.
No, ma'am. Right now, we're not hiring.
You're not hiring now?
No, ma'am. We're not hiring right now.
Well, this lady ought to know something. How old are you, dear?
She doesn't need to know anything.
I'm 75.
She doesn't need it.
Well, listen to this. He's not giving the boob jobs out.
I want to answer that because I got a couple of the men there sagging. I got to get them. I got to hoist them.
Oh God.
Is a man there,
Mr. Green?
Ma'am.
What's wrong?
You really had, Mr. Henry. I've had some low blows. You putting this lady on the line, telling me about her boobs that sag. That's the one area that I can't stand. I can't talk about it.
Hold on for a minute.
My knees are bruised from them slapping away.
God.
What is wrong?
I can't abide that. I don't want to talk about it. I don't like looking at it. I don't want to hear about it. And since I have been single, when I am intimate with a young lady, and suddenly those things come rolling out like a couple of ancient scripts, no, thanks.
Well, we're not... Look at Mavis, I don't think...
Well, a man say you're giving out boob job, I want to know.
No, I'm not giving out any boob jobs, man.
I heard you say you were.
I'm giving to three of my employees who are...
Because they're younger, right?
Well, they're younger, man.
And you say a boob job on me would be a waste, huh?
I'm telling you that I can't...
He's not doing it, ma'am. It's a discriminatory thing. Based upon a woman's physical attributes, he is not giving out these breast jobs to older women. Now, how old did you say you were?
I said I'm 78 years old. I think that is the most unfair thing.
78? Are you kidding me?
I think that it is wrong for you to say that you will not give out a boob. You won't give away boobs to a lady.
I'm not giving away boobs. I'm giving away broobs.
Broob?
It's a...
Look at Mavis, this Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
He is not, Mr. Green's business is, this is an employee incentive program that is intended for women under the age of 30.
So yeah, I can't have. See, I find that so unfair. I got 8 kids. I have had 8 kids. I've got to get nipple reduction. Oh, God.
All right, maybe someone let you go, hon. Okay.
Well, man, here, would you please, Mr. Henry, in the name of common decency?
All right, Ms. Mavis, right?
Well, I don't know why this. You know, you sound like a midget. Are you a midget? Excuse me? I said you sound like you midged.
I'm 5'7".
Yep, you midget.
Yeah, uh-huh. And what biology book did you find? A midget? I'm 5'7".
Well, you sound like you're a short man, like you got a Napoleon complex or something, and all you want to do is give out a boob to a good-looking woman.
No, ma'am, I make the final call.
Yeah, okay, midget.
You know, Mr.
All right, thank you, Mavis. 1-800-449-8686. Shauna, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Just want to say I do absolutely believe that he has the right to spend the money where he wants to.
Thank you.
That's absolutely your choice. You do not have the right, though, as a business owner, to pick and choose who you give raise to by looks alone, period. It's absolutely illegal.
What do you mean? What if I run a modeling agency? Didn't think of that one, did you?
No. You're not allowed to give a raise in a workplace like the grocery store.
Well, now, what law are you citing, ma'am?
What?
What law are you citing? What statute are you talking about?
I don't know exactly what statute.
There you go.
Lawyer.
Well, you don't have your information right.
I do believe, sir, you do have a right, but you should have done it on a personal level, or you should have expected this. And I honestly think you just did this to get the...
I'm trying...
Basically, this is free advertisement for you. I mean,
well, ma'am, free advertisement. How is it free if I'm paying for it? How is it free if I'm paying for the breast enhancement?
No, this is free advertisement for you. You're going to get so much attention at your grocery store.
How is it free if I'm paying for these breast enhancements?
You're making people feel bad to put yourself ahead.
Look, I don't know why you're upset, ma'am. You'd be one of the ones that I might consider for this.
I'm sure I would. I'm absolutely positive I would. And you know what? I would never accept it because it is almost cruel.
Ma'am, this is not about making anyone feel bad. I picked 3 of our young checkers out who were pretty good looking. Now I've made them really good looking.
That's great. You should have done that on a personal level. Maybe you should hire some escorts and do it for them, too. But
no, ma'am,
don't do it.
These are checkers that I want to get
more guys.
Do it
in a grocery store.
And
I mean,
you...
I'm a bartender, and if my boss offered me breast implants because I was hotter than another bartender, I mean, there's no way that would fly. I just put it in my own.
Oh, yeah, right. You'd say yes in a New York minute.
How do you know? The lady has just said no, she
wouldn't. Because I have...
People like to think what they'll say. People tell you one thing, they do something else because they want to sound like they're really, really important.
I'm not trying to sound really important. I'm just talking about right and wrong.
Well, look at Shauna. The idea here is that there is a level of hurt. I think what Shauna's saying, could you have not have gone one-on-one?
What am I supposed to do, swear I'm doing oath of secrecy? They're going to go and tell the other old ladies. And
why do you call the other checkers in your store old ladies?
I meant to say they're going to go and tell the other older checkers. I simply was trying to get more male traffic into the store so that they got something to look at that's pleasant other than staring at, you know, the World Weekly News or impulse buying a Kodak underwater camera or buying gum for their kid or standing there bored out of their ever-loving minds. A little something to look at. Sorry.
Well, nobody is criticizing. Well,
yes, you are. All of you are.
This is absolutely free advertisement.
This lady keeps saying free advertisement. When I pay for the breast enhancement, how is it free? I don't understand what she's talking about.
So you admit you paid for this advertisement then?
I've been saying it for half an hour.
It's all about advertising.
I've been saying it for half an hour. Where you been? What, have you been looking at your bowling trophies?
All right.
No, I've been taking care of my children, thank you.
Well, yeah, huh? Is that a pet name for your breasts?
All right, thank you very much, Shauna.
I'll bet she's been taking care of her.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Robert Green of Fraser Foods on giving breast implants to certain of his checkers to make them more attractive so that more men will use the store. Other checkers, the older women, He said it's his call, and he's not allowing them to have these free breast implants. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Be lovely with me. Come on, be lovely.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Robert, look, I think that what you should do, sir, if you don't mind me saying, is that the less you say about this, the better.
Well, Phil, I didn't want this to become public, but I had these three women running over to this guy, Doug Danger at the Orange County Courier, screaming about how they weren't getting their free breast job. And
I'm just saying that that last caller had a good idea. If you want to give women breast enhancement, and you're doing it to checkers, just keep it quiet. I think the more you talk about it...
No. Let me explain, if I could, Phil, with all due respect. Bob Green has been in the grocery business for 17 years. And when Bob Green comes to town, people listen. I am not going to allow people in my employ to drag my face across a picket fence because I'm not giving them the cheese. Look, I said what it was, and that's what it is. And it's my call. I make the call on who gets the larger breasts. I'm Bob Green.
1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Melissa. Melissa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just want to say that actually the last lady was right. It is discrimination, and being a business owner, you should know that the Equal Opportunity Act of 1972 actually states that it is discrimination against age.
Wait a minute, dear. What does it state that if I only give breast enhancements to younger women?
Yeah, it's just like giving raises to people without disabilities and crapping on the people with disabilities.
I would never do that. But by the same token, am I supposed to give a guy who is like on a pallet board, you know, these poor unfortunate men, do I give him a job as the leader of a jumping jack class? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's ridiculous.
But
you have to give him the opportunity, though. That's what law states, and as a business owner, you should know
dear,
that.
I understand that, dear, but yes, I do know that, and I'm very familiar with the law. The law does not say that I have to give a man who rolls around on a pallet board the head of a jumping jack class. Do you understand?
You have to give him the opportunity.
Ma'am, how does a man with no legs lead a class in jumping jacks? I'd like to ask you that. Yes, so there's no answer, and the government would not hold me to that.
Wait a minute. I'm going to carry your comparison. So you're saying that a man who doesn't have any legs leading a jumping jack class is as ridiculous as an old woman getting breast implants?
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
Why?
That's ridiculous.
Are you kidding me? Well, let me ask you something. You're kidding, right? Are the two of you serious?
There are a lot of older women get breast implants.
A lot of older women want to be 20, too, but they're not.
But I've seen half the women out here that are hotter at age 30 than they are at age 20.
Very true.
Okay, Phil. Well, good for you. Have at it. I mean, I don't date any woman over 30.
How do you know they're not lying to you? Are you that stupid?
Am I stupid?
Check their driver's license?
When Bob Green comes to town...
Would you quit referring to yourself in the third person? Because you are not all high and mighty.
Well, ma'am,
give me a break.
I own a grocery store.
Oh, my God. I'm shaking in my boots. Give me a break.
Do you know any guy that's... Okay, let me ask some. Who's the most important guy you know? What does he do?
My father.
What does he do for a living?
He's the inventor of Six Sigma Academy, which I can guarantee probably has more money than you'll ever have in your life.
He invented some sink cleaner, did she say?
No, what did he say?
No, it's a consulting group that a lot of people use.
A consulting group?
Yes.
Lady, I own 17 grocery stores. You want to know how many people use my business?
How many?
Do you eat? Thank you. How many?
All right, look, this is off the point. The point that we're making...
Well, you asked me.
The point that we're making here is that a guy leading a jumping jack class who doesn't have legs, you're right, that's a little stupid.
Well, an old lady with a big pair. Look, what good is that going to do her?
I can't believe you don't get written up for sexual harassment at your job.
How am I getting written up for sexual harassment? I'm the guy that went to these three young ladies and I said, look, if if you'd like a couple of big ones installed, I'm your man. I'm Bob Green. And that's when they...
Well, you knock it off with the third-person thing.
I said it. They said, yes, sir. Now comes the older women. They say, is the same deal go for us? And I said... No, not today. Probably not tomorrow and probably not next year. I thought I made it pretty clear. Now I got attorneys calling me in the middle of my workday, interrupting my secretary. She's running in and out of my office with memos. The whole thing smells. And I'll tell
but
you what it smells
you,
like.
You brought it upon yourself. That's the thing. If you had turned around and opened it up to everybody else, it wouldn't be discriminatory.
Well, then they think I'm running some kind of a cheap outfit because they're seeing all these old women... with the clown makeup and the big fake breasts and no... Come on, you know what that looks like.
Okay, and it's better when a younger woman has it? I'm sorry, but people would... You know, at least at age 30, you have a reason to, you know, to alter your body if you've had kids or any other problems. But, you know, why turn around and give someone who's probably not even done growing at that point...
25? At the age of 25?
I don't know.
All right, look. I've said all I want to say because Bill O'Reilly's on now, and he always has a piece of tail on this time of night. Oh, Tammy Doll, the former stripper's on. And
yeah, Tammy Doll, she's got about, what, six chins?
Yeah, wouldn't you? Yeah, right. Are you telling me you'd say no to that?
Oh, boy. Man, Green, you're desperate. Melissa, thank you very much for your call.
No,
seriously, you'd say no to that?
Yeah, I'd say no to that. She's got about 10 chins. And
more chins in the Chinese phone book?
I ain't heard that one in 2 weeks, man.
How about that blonde?
She's about as cheap looking as they come, man. I bet you the minute she gets out of that dress, everything freaking collapses like the World Trade Center.
How dare you bring up terrorism?
I'll tell you what, it'd be terrorism. That chick taking her clothes off. I'd be terrorized.
Boy, you're almost gay.
Are you kidding me, man? That's Miss Piggy up there.
And, I've just done it. I've suckered you into being a sexist. Now all the women are listening. They thought you were a bitchin' guy. Now they know you're just a pig like all the rest of us.
I'm asking you, Mr. Green, are you giving free boob jobs to old women?
Why, you know any?
Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Tell the lesbians that Bob Green is coming and hell follows.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Green, I got one final question for you before we let you go for the evening. And I don't know if my my producer, Mark Newman, has that lineup. Do you have that? Tell the lesbians. Hold on for it. Mr. Green, do you recall saying this? This was recorded at a grocer's convention in Las Vegas late last year.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tell the lesbians that Bob Green is coming and hell follows.
Do you recall saying that?
Yes, I do.
What does that mean?
Well, first of all, Phil, that was a convention of grocers throughout the western part of the United States. It was not a media event, so I don't know how you got a hold of that, but I'm fine with it. What that means, basically, Phil, is I'm old-fashioned. I am an old-fashioned guy. I believe in an America that is a bit of a throwback. I believe in family. I believe in 4th of July. I believe in a lot of the traditional things. And the belief system that I have, I'm sorry, does not include, and I'm going to use a word that maybe you don't like. It doesn't include dykes. No dykes, no dykes, no dykes.
No. You didn't say that. You said lesbians.
Well, that's what I meant.
Well, that's a... No, hold on for a minute. A dyke is a...
I know what a dyke is. Okay.
And by the way, so what are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, what did you mean by lesbians, then?
Well, that's what I meant. I meant dykes. You want me to say it again? I'll say it in a better way. Tell the dykes that Bob Green is... Now, see, I blew it. Tell the dykes Bob Green is coming and hell follows.
So what does that mean, man? You don't dig dykes, but the femmes are okay, those lipstick lesbians?
Look, we've all been to bachelor parties. All I'm saying is, I'm an old-fashioned guy. I don't mind, some of the things you see. You got me in a whole area here that I don't want to comment on. I'm a grocer, all right? I'm a grocer. I sell avocados. I sell tangerine. I sell stuff like that. Steak. I sell croutons. And now you got me talking about breasts and dykes. Thanks a lot, Phil. thanks a lot. I'm Bob Green, and when I come to town...
Yeah, I know. The juices flow. Dork. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And the website is alive, baby. Alive and well. The Phil Hendry Show website will be with us for as long as we keep it up and running, baby. So even though this show will broadcast its last, on June 23rd, our website will be alive and kicking. All you got to do is log on to www.philhendryshow.com. Now you ask, well, what are you going to have on there, Phil, if you're not doing radio shows anymore? A very extensive, by the way, you know those shows pre-2004? Where are they? No, they're not. No, they're not. They're not. Who said? No, they are not in that office. So we have to find them. We got to find them. That's 5 years worth of material. It's gone. Are you kidding me? All right. Anyway, we'll find it. But and all of that stuff's going to get transferred. Just a little housekeeping problem, folks. No big deal. So in any event, we're going to be transferring a lot of stuff, a lot of archive stuff, and it's going to go on to our website. We also will be giving you sneak previews of other projects that we're going to be working on, books that I'm writing, paintings that I'm going to be exhibiting. I'm kidding you, but the website will be there. Plus, we'll have a newsletter, what's happening with the world of Phil Hendry. We're going to have a political point of view. I'm going to also have a new feature. It's called Nazi Bum Fights, where I go around and find skinheads, and then I beat them to death with a baseball bat. So that'll be on our website, too. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm going to go down there to South Carolina and find that Vern Jackball. Who's that guy that's teaching at a high school in South Carolina? Look, I understand that you probably don't have all the money in the world down there, folks, but for God's sake, hiring some guy who claims he's a doctorate with a neck wider than the top of his head and a cheek scar? And he got thrown out of one school for having a Confederate flag hanging in the classroom? How do you hire a guy like that? I'll tell you how. It takes brains and know-how and concern for your kids. Congratulations. I think he's fantastic. All right, so that'll be our website, www.philhendryshow.com, forevermore. Now, I want to say thanks to the gang over at King of the Hill. Went and did a King of the Hill today, man. I thought that show was done. Well, it's back. New episodes of King of the Hill. Also, Johnny Hardwick, a special hello to you. Thanks a lot for accosting me with your warped and sinister political views. No sooner did I sit down next to you. Jesus. Dale, that's the guy he plays. You know Dale on King of the Hill? That's Johnny. As soon as I sit down, here he starts in with a Bush material. Johnny, why don't you know, let's take up smoking or something, man. Anyway, Johnny's a good guy, and we did a King of the Hill today, so that'll be fun to get back involved in that show. Now, I don't know if you guys heard this or not. This is really spooky. It's not spooky. It's actually cool, but then it's kind of creepy. A cancer-free baby. Now, when women have in vitro fertilization, what happens is, there's a number of embryos that are created. In a cancer-free screening, they find the embryo that does not test positive for a cancer gene. Now, what this couple wanted to do is they wanted to ensure that the baby they had would not carry the cancer gene of the mother. So in undergoing IVF, they created embryos, the doctors removed a cell and tested it for the cancer gene, and only the unaffected embryos were transferred to her womb. Why, those dirty murderers. Anyway, now, guess what? No cancer baby. That's right. Now, for the very first time, here on TVQ, a baby with no cancer in it. Get a load of that, man. Now, that's one way of getting rid of it. Millions and millions and billions and gazillions of dollars to the National Cancer Institute. 85 trillion billion freaking dollars. And they ain't any closer to curing cancer than they are to curing a common cold or diaper rash. But guess what? One doctor over there in England decides to suck a few embryo out of a petri dish and just go into the sink. And voila, you got a cancer-free kid. That kid's going to no cancer, man. Does that mean he can lay out in the sun for, like, as long as he wants and not get... Is that what that means? It says here. Other news, Mel Gibson has launched a scathing attack on U.S. President George Bush. Well, that's some original thinking there, Mel. Gibson, in order to promote some crap can movie that he's made called Apocalypto, decided to attack George Bush because, as he said, it's the easiest way to get publicity for a movie that you know is going south before it's even released. Gibson reveals he used present-day American politics as an inspiration, claiming the government callously plays on the nation's insecurities to maintain power. Mr. Gibson, unaware that the president is rotated every 4 years from elections, doesn't know that you can't maintain power indefinitely in the United States unless the American people are sitting on their thumb, which lately they have been. He told the British film magazine Hot Dog, "The fear-mongering we depict in the film reminds me of President Bush and his guys," said Mel, all self-satisfied. Am I the only guy that remembers that like 3,000 people got killed in a 45-minute span on 9/11, or was that my imagination? Yeah, it was no big thing. Yeah, it happens every day, don't it, man? Yeah. Oh, well, hey, there hasn't been anything happening since then. Yeah, you're right, there hasn't been anything. Oh, I guess we'd have to credit George Bush with that. No, that wasn't Bush, that was it. Oh, I see. So it's either his repressive policies or there was nothing to worry about in the first place except for the small matter of 3,000 freaking people being incinerated. You know what I'd like to do? I'm going to go to Mel Gibson's movie. I'm going to get a bag of popcorn. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to watch the whole movie, and I'm going to give him my $8.50. And when I go home, I'm going to say I thought that movie sucked to nobody in particular. That's how I'll pay him back.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.